Chapter 8. I've managed to sneak into the bathroom long enough to read a few chapters of this New Testament that they've added to the Bible. This Matthew fellow, who is obviously not the Matthew that we knew, seems to have left out quite a little bit, like everything from the time Joshua was born to the time he was 30. No wonder the angel brought me back to write this book. This Matthew fellow hasn't mentioned me yet, but I'm still in the early chapters. I have to ration myself to keep the angel from getting suspicious. Today he confronted me when I came out of the bathroom. "You are spending a lot of time in there. You don't need to spend so much time in there." "I told you, cleanliness is very important to my people." "You weren't bathing. I would have heard the water running." I decided that I needed to go on the offensive if I was going to keep the angel from finding the Bible. I ran across the room, leapt onto his bed, and fastened my hands around his throat, choking him as I chanted, "I haven't been laid in 2,000 years! I haven't been laid in 2,000 years! I haven't been laid in 2,000 years!" It felt good. There was a rhythm to it. I sort of squoze his throat a bit with every syllable. I paused for a moment in choking the heavenly host to backhand him across his alabaster cheek. It was a mistake. He caught my hand, then grabbed me by the hair with his other hand and calmly climbed to his feet, lifting me into the air by my hair. "Ow, ow, 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 ow," I said. "So, you have not been laid in 2,000 years. What does that mean?" "Ow, ow, ow, ow," I replied. The angel set me on my feet, but kept his grasp on my hair. "So? It means I haven't had a woman in 2 millennia. Aren't you picking up any of the vocabulary from the television?" He glanced at the TV, which of course was on. "I don't have your gift of tongues. What does that have to do with choking me?" "I was choking you because you, once again, are as dense as dirt. I haven't had sex in 2,000 years. Men have needs. What the hell do you think I'm doing in the bathroom all of that time?" "Oh," the angel said, releasing my hair. "So you have been, there is a, get me a woman and maybe I won't spend so much time in the bathroom, if you get my meaning." Brilliant misdirection, I thought. "A woman? No, I cannot do that. Not yet." "Yet? Does that mean, oh, look," the angel said, turning from me as if I was no more than vapor. "General Hospital is starting." And with that, my secret Bible was safe. What did he mean by yet? At least this Matthew mentions the Magi. One sentence, but that's one more than I've gotten in his gospel so far. Our second day in Jerusalem, we went to see the great Rabbi Hillel. Rabbi means teacher in Hebrew. You knew that, right? Hillel looked to be 100 years old. His beard and hair were long and white, and his eyes were clouded over. His irises milk white. His skin was leathery brown from sitting in the sun, and his nose was long and hooked, giving him the aspect of a great blind eagle. He held class all morning in the outer courtyard of the temple. We sat quietly, listening to him recite from the Torah and interpret the verses, taking questions and engaging in arguments with the Pharisees, who tried to infuse the law into every minute detail of life. Toward the end of Hillel's morning lectures, Jachin, the camel-sucking husband-to-be of my beloved Maggie, asked Hillel if it would be a sin to eat an egg that had been laid on the Sabbath.
"What are you, stupid? The Lord doesn't give a damn what a chicken does on the Sabbath, you Nimrod. It's a chicken. If a Jew lays an egg on the Sabbath, that's probably a sin. Come see me then. Otherwise, don't waste my friggin' time with that nonsense. Now go away. I'm hungry and I need a nap. All of you, scram."
Joshua looked at me and grinned. "He's not what I expected," he whispered. "Knows a Nimrod when he sees, here's one, though," I said. Nimrod was an ancient king who died of suffocation after he wondered aloud in front of his guards what it would be like to have your own head stuck up your ass. A boy younger than us helped the old man to his feet and began to lead him toward the temple gate. I ran up and took the priest's other arm. Rabbi, my friend has come from far away to talk to you. Can you help him? The old man stopped.
Where is your friend?
Right here.
Then why isn't he talking for himself? Where do you come from, kid?
Nazareth, Joshua said, but I was born in Bethlehem. I am Joshua Bar Joseph.
Oh, yeah, I've talked to your mother.
You have?
Sure, almost every time she and your father come to Jerusalem for a feast, she tries to see me. She thinks you're the Messiah.
Joshua swallowed hard. Am I?
Hillel snorted.
Do you want to be the Messiah?
Joshua looked at me as if I might have the answer. I shrugged. I don't know, Josh finally said. I thought I was just supposed to do it.
Do you think you're the Messiah?
I'm not sure I should say.
That's smart, Hillel said. You shouldn't say. You can think you're the Messiah all you want. Just don't tell anyone.
But if I don't tell them, they won't know.
Exactly. You can think you're a palm tree if you want. Just don't tell anyone. You can think you're a flock of seagulls. Just don't tell anyone. You get my meaning. Now I have to go eat. I'm old and I'm hungry, and I want to go eat now. So just in case I die before supper, I won't go hungry.
But he really is the Messiah, I said.
Oh, yeah?
Hillel said, grabbing my shoulder, then feeling for my head so he could scream into my ear.
What do you know? You're an ignorant kid. How old are you? 12? 13?
13.
How could you, at 13, know anything? I'm 84 and I don't know shit.
But you're wise, I said.
I'm wise enough to know that I don't know shit. Now go away.
Should I ask the Holy of Holies? Joshua said. Hillel swung at the air as if to slap Joshua, but missed by a foot.
It's a box. I saw it when I could still see, and I can tell you that it's a box. And you know what else? If there were tablets in it, they aren't there now. So if you want to talk to a box, and probably be executed for trying to get into the chamber where it's kept, you go right ahead.
The breath seemed to be knocked out of Joshua's body, and I thought he would faint on the spot. How could the greatest teacher in all of Israel speak of the Ark of the Covenant in such a way? How could a man who obviously knew every word of the Torah and all the teachings written since, how could he claim not to know anything? Hillel seemed to sense Joshua's distress.
Look, kid, your mother says that some very wise men came to Bethlehem to see you when you were born. They obviously knew something that no one else knew. Why don't you go see them? Ask them about being the Messiah.
So you aren't going to tell them how to be the Messiah? I asked. Again, Hillel reached out for Joshua, but this time without any anger. He found Joshua's cheek and stroked it with his palsied hand.
I don't believe there will be a Messiah, and at this point, I'm not sure it would make a difference to me. Our people have spent more time in slavery or under the heels of foreign kings than we have spent free. So who is to say that it's God's will that we be free at all? Who is to say that God concerns himself with us in any way beyond allowing us to be? I don't think that he does. So know this, little one. Whether you are the Messiah or you become a rabbi, or even if you are nothing more than a farmer, here is the sum of all I can teach you and all that I know. Treat others as you would like to be treated. Can you remember that?
Joshua nodded, and the old man smiled.
Go find your wise men, Joshua Bar Joseph.